Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. I'm talking today with actor Matthew Edison, who's currently starring in Venus in Fur at the Manitoba Theatre Centre. Matt, welcome to the program.
Thanks, great to be back.
So tell me about Venus in Fur. What's it about and who do you play?
Venus in Fur is a new play by David Ives, who many years ago wrote All in the Timing and a number of other great, he mostly does a lot of adapting. The play itself is sort of a play within the play about a director slash playwright who has adapted the novel Venus in Furs by Leopold von Sacher Masoch. And he's been looking for his actress to play Vonda all day. He's looked at 35 actresses and there aren't any. And the play opens with him sort of complaining on the phone to his fiance about how all the actresses are dim and don't know how to be graceful, or there's no intelligent young female actors out there. They all use the word like, and they yada yada yada. And he's had a really tough time finding this part. There's a thunder and lightning crash, and he loses touch on the phone with his fiance. And in walks this actress late for the audition, who's exactly the same type of actor he's been talking about. It turns out, though, when she finally, you know, finagles her way into an audition, that she's very good, and there may be also something more to her. The play kind of develops on this theme based on the novel of sadomasochism and the idea of submissives and dominants and the power struggle between dominants and submissives, and that interchange goes on in a parallel form throughout the play between the two characters. I play Thomas Novacek, who's the playwright slash director.
So you guys opened last week. How's the run going so far?
Great. We've had very good good houses, great response. It's one of those plays, you know, there's comedy, there's mystery, there's drama, there's sex, and it's 90 minutes. So it's kind of hard not to like it. Although I'm sure there's a few people we've offended, but that's probably a good thing.
Well, can you talk a bit about your process, how you get into a character and what you start with when you first read the script?
Well, when I read a script, I just try to read it like anyone reading a book or anything, and see whether I just on a general level like it, if I'm connected to the story on some level and I'm excited or engaged by the story. Then I would think about the character itself, and sometimes I think, well, you know, have I played this type of character before, or is it something I want to do that's different and challenging, or sometimes I wonder if I'm suited for it or not. Usually, once I have a connection to the part, sometimes I take on a part where I don't know if I have a connection to it or not, just because I think it's a great part. This one, I had a feeling I could do. Usually what I do is I try to kind of assume for as long as I can that I am the part. And then when I find that there is, just so I don't have to do any acting. And then when there is a part of the character, which is inevitable, that is not me or that is different, I kind of try to do a little investigation into what that might be. For example, if I'm playing Hamlet or something, I would just assume that I am Hamlet. And then when I get to the point where it says, oh, he's a prince, I'm like, well, geez, what's that? You know, I got to investigate what that would be. Or if I'm playing a character and he's gay, or he's a, you know, he runs the United Nations or something, I have to investigate the parts that I'm not, that I am not, rather than assume that the part is not me to begin with.
So you sort of find them within yourself, or else find ways to access those parts
Yeah, because I think most of us have, you know, we all have connections with these characters, because otherwise there's no point in writing them or seeing them on stage. We're looking for the universal thing.
Yeah.
And for me, I try to do as little acting as possible. In other words, like not once you start having to act, it starts getting tricky, because you're entering a world of you're entering a world where it's not you. You're having to perform something that it's not comes to you innately. And so you're moving from basically a place of honesty into a place of lying. And you need that transition to be smooth, so that that it's all as believable as if it were just me as a flesh and blood person like Matt Edison on stage. The other aspect of that, I believe, is that, you know, I mean, the part I'm playing now can be played by a number of different actors. The only thing that makes it different is the individual actor themselves. So I like to bring myself to the part. The audience doesn't know me, and they don't know. They're looking at the mask, you know, they're looking at the character. So there's a lot that can be painted in by the audience. I know this is a lot of contrary opinion to what people consider great acting or whatever, because usually the idea is the more someone has changed, the more great they are as an actor. I just don't particularly share that opinion. I mean, a lot of times you can gain weight or put on a beard and they go, "Oh my God," or Cameron Diaz played someone ugly. "Oh my God, she's such a good actor." You know, I don't necessarily subscribe to that.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crutch, I guess, if it's a major physical transformation.
Yeah, I don't negate the physicality, the physical transformation. I think the physical is probably the second most important thing. And I don't mean just changing physically, like on the surface, but how you move, gesture, things like that are important. And they do help you kind of feel different the way a wardrobe or a costume does. But those are external things. And I think to begin with, I like to try and find something internal that is germane and genuine, and try to locate what that is, and with help from my director and from my acting partner, move from there.
Yeah, that's fascinating. Well, what other projects do you have on the go? I read that The Domino Heart, the play you wrote, is going to be produced in London next year at the Finborough Theatre. Can you talk about that a bit?
That's correct. I don't know a whole lot about it, to be honest. I got this call just maybe a month ago. They just sort of, you know, put in a request to put the play on, and I was elated. I mean, the play is kind of, I mean, it's probably a decade old now, and it's kind of a small little play in the sense that it's sort of a talking heads piece. I mean, it's four monologues. You know, book one character bookends a play with three people, and it's essentially, you know, about a domino heart transplant operation. And the nature is that the three characters never actually meet, but are connected by something quite profound. And it deals essentially with love as a central theme. So I like that play. You know, I have a soft spot in my heart for that play. Every time it gets done, I feel glad that it's like kind of like having a kid at college. It's like, oh, it's doing well, you know. But many years ago, when the play was first done at Tarragon, there was a production company in England who was in town to see the World Stage Festival. They had seen the play based off the recommendation of the head of the World Stage Festival, because his friend Rosemary Dunthorpe was in it, and he had read an early copy of it and liked it, and was a big supporter of it. So he would include it in the sort of program in the package, for the welcome package for when people showed up at the World Stage Festival. So anyway, long story short, these producers came to see this show. They loved it, and they went back to England to try and sell the show and get it done. We had some bites from Soho and a few other theaters, but ultimately, it just wasn't the right timing for that type of play. I mean, it's kind of sort of a heart on sleeve sort of show in a way. And at the time, Sarah Kane and a lot of darker type plays were in fad, and this just did not really sit at that time with those types of shows. So I think it's kind of interesting that 10 years later, that it's getting a chance to kind of be seen over there.
And what about Dirty Singles? I know that was a feature film you starred in. Is that being released soon or?
Well, I just did ADR, or additional dialogue replacement, for that here in Winnipeg a couple of weeks ago. So I think they're just finishing up on the final stuff on it. So yeah, I've only seen those couple of scenes in the studio booth while overdubbing some stuff. So I'm curious to see it. It was really fun to make. It was sort of done, you know, kind of guerrilla on a shoestring budget, but with really some other good actors and performers, and just a good group. We had a lot of fun doing it. I liked the script, and so I think it should be. I don't know when it will be released exactly, but I imagine soon, ish.
Yeah, in the coming months.
Yeah.
And that was shot in Toronto, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, Venus in Fur runs until November 9th, so anyone in the Winnipeg area should make a point of seeing it. And for more information, visit mtc.mb.ca. Matt, thanks so much for joining the program, and break a leg tonight.
Thanks, Amanda. Appreciate it.